Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Swamp Swami Podcast! And now here's the star of your show, Swamp Swami! Yay!
And welcome to the SwampSwamiSports.com Bowl-a-Rama 2022. Yeah, it's time to put my reputation on the line again, and we're going to predict each of the 41 games in the upcoming college football bowl season. After providing a seasons-long ranking of every one of the 131 major college teams, let's review each matchup now by the SwampSwamiSports.com rankings, predicting the winners, and provide a few insights for the upcoming 3 weeks of college football bowl watching. My projected winners for each of these games will have the lower of the Swamp Swami rankings, and I'll mention them first as I say the two teams. So here we go. With game number one on Friday, December 16th, it's the Bahamas Bowl. At 9:30 a.m., that's right, Central on ESPN, against number 82 in my rankings, Miami of Ohio, and number 83, UAB. Now, this is one of the closest projected matchups I have of the entire bowl season. Both teams went 6-6, but my edge goes to the Red Hawks just barely. And game number two on Friday, December 16th, it's the Cure Bowl at 2 p.m. in the afternoon on ESPN. This is a great game featuring number 5 Troy from the Sun Belt Conference and number 9 UT San Antonio from Conference USA. Mark this one down as a must-watch game. Both of these teams finished 11-2 and are conference champions. This could be a dandy. Game number three moves to Saturday, December 17th. It starts with the Fenway Bowl at 10 a.m. on ESPN, with number 22 Cincinnati playing number 51 Louisville. Now, the Cincinnati Bearcats went 9-3, Louisville 7-5. I'm expecting to see a football game in baseball's historic Fenway Park in Boston. Well, that's going to be a unique viewing experience. Game number four of the bowl season on Saturday, December 17th, will be the Las Vegas Bowl at 1:30 in the afternoon on Saturday on ESPN. It features number 20 Oregon State against number 67 Florida. Now, 9-3 Oregon State should, on paper, roll this depleted 6-6 Florida team. The Gators get to try out a brand new quarterback as the overrated former quarterback, Anthony Richardson, believes that he is NFL stock and he's left the team. Meanwhile, the Florida backup, Jalen Kitna, was recently arrested on child pornography charges. Third-string quarterback Jack Miller has the job, and he'll hand the ball off a lot to Florida's talented group of running backs. In our fifth college football game of the season, Saturday, December 17th, it's the Jimmy Kimmel Bowl, yeah, that guy, at 2:30 in the afternoon on that Saturday on ABC with number 27 Fresno State going up against number 62 Washington State. Fresno State finished 9-4 and on a roll at the end of the season, while the Cougars from Washington State are 7-5, but they faltered after a good start. This has the makings of a real snoozer game. Game number six on Saturday, December 17th, is the Lending Tree Bowl at 4:45 in the afternoon on ESPN with number 65 Southern Miss going up against number 97 Rice. Yeah, Rice is the big story here. They're 5-7 and the only bowl team selected this year with less than 6 wins. It's kind of complicated. You see, Appalachian State went 6-6, but two of their victories came against small college FCS teams. And the Army just finished 6-6 but didn't win their sixth game against Navy until this weekend, a week after the bowl selections were required. So as a result of Rice University's top-ranked academic rating, the Owls earned the tiebreaker as America's most deserving 5-7 team, and now you know the rest of the story. Our game number 7 on Saturday, December 17th will be the New Mexico Bowl at 6:30 that night on ABC. It features number 48 SMU against number 52 BYU. That's a close matchup. Both of these teams finished 7-5, have explosive offenses, but played rather inconsistently this year. A true toss-up game. And the final game of Saturday, December 17th is our eighth game of the year. It's the Frisco Bowl from Northeast Texas at 8:15 on ESPN featuring number 28 Boise State and number 64 North Texas. Now, though the Broncos finished at 9-4, the 7-5 Mean Green from North Texas are going to be playing a virtual home game in nearby Dallas. After 6 bowl games today, good luck staying awake for this Saturday night nightcap. Moving ahead to Monday, December 19th is our ninth bowl game. It's the Myrtle Beach Bowl. It'll be at 1:30 p.m. on ESPN featuring number 32 Marshall University against number 75 UConn. Now, Marshall went to Notre Dame this year and beat the Irish at home. And the Huskies of UConn are just happy to be playing in their first bowl game since 2015. And ironically, that game was against Marshall, and they lost. Aw. Game number 10 is on Tuesday, December 20th, the famous Idaho Potato Bowl at 2:30 p.m. on ESPN between number 44 Eastern Michigan, how about this one, number 45 San Jose State. They don't make them closer than this. Now, the Eagles from the Mid-America Conference went 8-4, while the Mountain West Spartans finished 7-5. This game is going to be played on that lovely blue turf in Boise, Idaho. So beware of any incoming ducks trying to land on the blue football field. Game number 11 of the bowl season will be Tuesday, December 20th. It's the Boca Raton Bowl at 6:30 p.m. on ESPN. Number 41 Liberty goes up against number 46 Toledo. Now, the Liberty Flames at 8-4 lost their head coach recently, Hugh Freeze, to the University of Auburn. The 8-5 Toledo Rockets are champions of the Mid-American Conference. This should be a really good matchup and a fun game. Game number 12 of the bowl season, Wednesday, December 21st, the New Orleans Bowl at 8 p.m. on ESPN. This is a good matchup. Number 14 South Alabama goes up against number 47 Western Kentucky. Now, the 10-2 South Alabama Jaguars posted their first winning record in 11 seasons in the FBS. And the Hilltoppers of Western Kentucky finished 8-5, but they're going to have their work cut out for them in this matchup in New Orleans. Bowl game number 13 is Thursday, December 22nd, the Armed Forces Bowl. It takes place at 6:30 p.m. on an ESPN, with number 23 Air Force going up against number 79 Baylor. On paper, the Falcons at 9-3 look to be a big favorite over the disappointing 6-6 Baylor Bears. However, Baylor University is just 90 miles south of Fort Worth where they're playing the game and should bring an enthusiastic contingent of Bears if they can wake them up out of hibernation up I-35 with them. Game number 14 is Friday, December 23rd, the Independence Bowl in Shreveport at 2 p.m. on ESPN, between number 49 in my rankings, Houston, and number 73, the UL Lafayette Ragin' Cajuns. Now, this is the first bowl trip to Shreveport for either the Cougars or the Cajuns. And just a week earlier, the Independence Bowl tried to get the NCAA to pre-approve Army to play in this game against Houston. However, the Black Knights were still just 5-6 at that moment when the bowl bids were due last weekend, so the permission was denied by the NCAA. And a note to any visitors coming to Shreveport for this game, Independence Bowl weather is notoriously fickle. It's either terrific or miserably wet and cold experience. You have officially been warned. Game number 15 of the bowl season happens on Friday, December 23rd. Later on, it's the Gasparilla Bowl in Tampa at 5:30 p.m. on ESPN, featuring number 58 Wake Forest going up against number 72 Missouri. Now, the Demon Deacons from the ACC are 7-5, while Mizzou from the SEC finished at 6-6. And if you're like me and you want to know what is a Gasparilla, go to my website at SwampSwamiSports.com and click on the link on this story for the answer. Game number 16 occurs on Saturday, December 24th, Christmas Eve, and it's the Hawaii Bowl at 7 p.m. on ESPN. Number 60, San Diego State, plays number 63, Middle Tennessee State. Okay, a game on Christmas Eve night, but is there any better way to enjoy your Christmas Eve at home on a cold winter night than to have a little hot chocolate and watch a college football game being played in Honolulu, Hawaii? Whoever put this game together in this particular time slot is an ESPN marketing genius. Game number 17 of the bowl season, Monday, December 26th, it's the Quick Lane Bowl at 1:30 p.m. on ESPN, featuring the number 71 rated New Mexico State and number 76 Bowling Green. Now this game, the Quick Lane Bowl, is being played inside at Ford Field in Detroit. Other than that bit of news, this matchup featuring two 6-6 teams looks to be an early afternoon chance to catch a nap. Game number 18 of the bowl season occurs on Tuesday, December 27th. It's the Camellia Bowl from Montgomery, Alabama at 11 a.m. on ESPN between number 70 Georgia Southern and number 78 Buffalo. Did you know that Montgomery, Alabama's 100-year-old Crampton Bowl, where they're going to play this game, was the first stadium to ever play football under the lights back in September 1927? Well, this pairing of two 6-6 teams may serve as a very nice lunchtime snack to start a very long day of four straight college football games on that Tuesday, December 27th. Game number 19 on Tuesday the 27th is the First Responder Bowl. It happens at 2:15 p.m. on ESPN between number 69, Utah State, and number 81, Memphis. Now, this is another bowl game that is being played in a relatively small football stadium at SMU's stadium in Dallas. This matchup of two more 6-6 teams could help to jumpstart your afternoon nap. Bowl game number 20, we're almost halfway there. Tuesday, December 27th, the Birmingham Bowl at 5:45 p.m. on ESPN, featuring number 21, Coastal Carolina, against number 53, East Carolina. You might be wondering, so why are two teams from the Carolinas playing a game in Birmingham, Alabama? Who knows? It's bowl season. The Chanticleers finished 9-3 after losing the Sun Belt Championship game to Troy. Meanwhile, the ECU Pirates are 7-5 and are known for springing a few upsets this year, like beating 9-4 UCF earlier this season.
Yar, ye fighting chickens better watch out.
Game number 21 is also on Tuesday, December 27th, the last game of the day, thankfully, the Guaranteed Rate Bowl, 9:15 Central on ESPN between number 20 Oregon State and number 77 Wisconsin. Now, this game is being played in Phoenix and features a classic battle between the surprising Oregon Rodents, the 9-3 Beavers, going up against the rather disappointing Wisconsin Omnivores, the 6-6 Badgers. You're going to need some caffeine in order to complete this fourth football game of the day. Bowl game number 22 happens on Wednesday, December 28th. It's the Military Bowl at 1 p.m. on ESPN between number 25, University of Central Florida, and number 42, Duke. Now, both of these teams finished with four losses on the year, but one of UCF's wins came at 11-2 Tulane. So the Knights should have an edge in this game being played at the Navy home field in Annapolis, Maryland. Bowl game number 23, also Wednesday, December 28th, it's the Liberty Bowl from Memphis at 4:30 p.m. featuring number 68 Arkansas going up against number 74 Kansas. Now, the one thing that is certain in this matchup between the 6-6 red team, the Razorbacks, and the 6-6 blue team, the Jayhawks, is that the word Kansas is going to win and lose in this game. Think about it. Arkansas and Kansas. Hey, this is an excellent matchup. Regardless, you'll enjoy this game. Moving ahead to game number 24 of the bowl season, it's also Wednesday, December 28th, the Holiday Bowl from San Diego. It's 7 p.m. on Fox. Yeah, Fox. Number 17, Oregon, goes up against number 29, North Carolina. In this interesting West versus East matchup, it's the first televised bowl game not being played on a Disney-owned outlet, and it should have a lot of scoring to keep you busy. And speaking of scoring, it's game number 25. Also later that day, Wednesday, December 28th, it's the Texas Bowl from Houston at 8 p.m. on ESPN. It features number 36 Ole Miss going up against number 57 Texas Tech. Now get out your popcorn, Rebel fans. This game promises to keep the scoreboard really busy as 8-4 Ole Miss and 7-5 Texas Tech both score an average of 34 points per game. Don't blink. Moving ahead to game number 26, we're up to Thursday, December 29th. It's the Pinstripe Bowl from New York City at 1 p.m. on ESPN with number 43 Minnesota going up against number 55 in my ranking, Syracuse. Now, like watching that Fenway Bowl in Boston, this football game may destroy that lovely baseball turf in New York's Yankee Stadium. Both of these teams faded coming down the stretch in 2022, and you know, a good nap might be in order here to preserve your strength for some other games later. Like number 27, Thursday, December 29th, it's the Cheez-It Bowl at 4:30 p.m. on ESPN. It features number 19, Florida State, going up against number 80, Oklahoma. In selecting the 6-6 Oklahoma Sooners, the Orlando-based bowl may have featured one of America's most disappointing college football teams. The 9-3 Florida State Seminoles chalked up a few close wins over ACC champion Clemson at 11-2 and the SEC West champion LSU, who finished 9-4. But will the real OU Sooners actually show up ready to compete in this bowl game? That's the big question. Bowl game number 28, Thursday, December 29th. It's the Alamo Bowl in San Antonio at 8 p.m. on ESPN with number 11 Washington playing number 34 Texas. Now, the Huskies quietly finished the regular season with a rather impressive 10-2 record. They'll be facing a very hostile crowd in San Antonio, though, as the 8-4 Longhorns of Texas should show up in force from nearby Austin. This is going to be a fun nightcap game. Bowl game number 29, we move to Friday, December 30th. It's the Duke's Mayo Bowl. That's right. 11 a.m. from Charlotte, North Carolina on ESPN, with number 37 North Carolina State going up against number 61 Maryland. Now, Maryland at 7-5 was a longtime member of the ACC before moving into the Big Ten for, of course, more money. The 8-4 Wolfpack out of the ACC sports a win over 9-3 Florida State and is a very dangerous opponent. This should be a very solid start to five, count them five, college football games that Friday. Game number two of Friday, December 30th, our 30th game of the bowl season, is the Tony the Tiger Sun Bowl. It's at 1 p.m. on CBS, featuring number 18 UCLA going up against number 40 Pitt Panthers. Don't believe the hype. This game is not great. The 9-3 Bruins defeated Pac-12 champion Utah, who finished 10-3, and the Bruins could steamroll that 8-4 Pitt Panther team from the ACC. Game number 31 of our bowl season, Friday, December 30th, it's the Gator Bowl at 2:30 p.m. that day on ESPN between number 31 South Carolina and number 33 Notre Dame. Now, this matchup of a couple of 8-4 teams should be really entertaining. The Gamecocks beat Tennessee and Clemson to end their season, but they've been prone to inconsistency on offense during much of the regular season. Notre Dame's defense always shows up, and they may be the deciding factor in this game. Bowl game number 32 happens on Friday, December 30th. It's the Arizona Bowl. It's at 3:30 p.m. and it's only available online at barstool.tv between number 30, Ohio University, and number 50, Wyoming. You really have to be willing to work hard to find this game because it's internet only. The solid 9-4 Bobcats from the MAC are going to take on the 7-5 Cowboys out of the Mountain West, who notched a win over 9-3 Air Force earlier this year. Bowl game number 33, also Friday, December the 30th, it's the Orange Bowl at 7 p.m. on ESPN between number 7, the orange-clad Clemson Tigers, and number 10, the orange-clad Tennessee Volunteers. Now, this is going to be the most orange-colored Orange Bowl in its history, as these two teams with Florida citrus-colored jerseys invade the city of Miami. Tennessee's offense has been nearly unstoppable, and we're also now going to learn whether Clemson's late-season change at quarterback will prove to be the real deal. Expect a lot of points to be scored here. Moving to bowl game number 34, on Saturday, December 31st, it's the Music City Bowl, 11 a.m. on ESPN between number 56, Kentucky, and number 59, Iowa. Now, both of these 7-5 teams had higher hopes for 2022. Iowa simply lost the Big Ten West with an embarrassing home field loss against 4-8 Nebraska. Kentucky didn't beat the upper tier of the teams within the SEC, so that's why their record was 7-5. Kentucky's quarterback has already left the team in order to go to the NFL draft. Iowa's offense has been absolutely pitiful in 2022. Take the under in this game and go take a nap. Bowl game number 35, Saturday, December 31st, it's the Sugar Bowl from New Orleans at 11 a.m. on ESPN, with number 12 Alabama going up against number 15 Kansas State. Now, on paper, the 10-2 Crimson Tide might be the big favorite here, but the 10-3 Kansas State Wildcats handed 12-1 TCU their only loss. Alabama's 2021 Heisman quarterback Bryce Young is, as of this writing, not likely to play in this game to avoid an injury prior to next spring's NFL draft. Kansas State's defense has been exceptional all year long. This should be a really interesting intersectional matchup. Bowl game number 36 as we head down the home stretch is one of the big ones. It's on Saturday, December 31st. It's the college football playoff semifinal number 1 at 3 p.m. on ESPN between my number 1 team, Michigan, going up against number 3, TCU. Now, the immovable object, Michigan's defense, is going to go up against the shape-shifting offense of the TCU Horned Frogs in Tempe, Arizona. The 12-1 Frogs rely on their senior quarterback and team leader, Max Duggan. His passing and gutsy running rallied TCU to several late wins this season. Unbeaten Michigan at 13-0 has a balanced running and passing attack, which supplies enough points on the board to allow their stout defense opportunities to create a lot of turnovers. Bowl game number 37 happens later that day on Saturday, December 31st. It's college football playoff semifinal number 2 at 7 p.m. on ESPN between number 2 in my rankings, Georgia, going up against number 4, Ohio State. The defending national champion Bulldogs are 13-0, and they will have a commanding home field advantage with this game being played in Atlanta. The Buckeyes finished 11-1 and did not have to play in a conference championship game because they lost their regular season finale to Michigan. Ohio State's detractors, and there are many of us, believe that the Buckeyes played a soft schedule this year and are going to be exposed in this game against the SEC's best overall team. Bowl game number 38 happens on Monday, January the 2nd. It's the ReliaQuest Bowl, 11 a.m. on ESPN2, with number 35 Mississippi State going up against number 39 Illinois. Now, if you want to watch two 8-4 teams with significantly different styles of play, this is the game for you. This game being played in Tampa, Florida, will feature a pass-happy Mississippi State team going up against a rather traditional Big Ten run-oriented Illinois. Bowl game number 39, we're almost there. On Monday, January the 2nd, it's the Citrus Bowl at 11 a.m. on ABC, featuring number 26, LSU, playing number 38, Purdue. Now, the 9-4 Tigers finished with two straight rather ugly losses at Texas A&M and then Georgia. LSU quarterback Jaden Daniels has been hobbled by a rather serious ankle injury. Purdue finished 8-5, but they fought their way into the Big Ten championship game and then were throttled by Michigan 43-22. And Purdue's coach, Jeff Brohm, just left for Louisville, so the Boilermakers may be a little distracted coming into this game. Bowl game number 40 also happens on Monday, January 2nd. It's the Cotton Bowl at 12 noon on ESPN between number 6 Tulane and number 8 USC. The Green Wave's first major bowl game since 1939, Tulane is going to be stoked for this matchup. USC quarterback Caleb Williams just won the Heisman Trophy this weekend and must wait another full year to enter the NFL. Tulane's defense is feisty, and they're going to present some unique problems for USC. If Tulane's offense can only score enough points, you're going to find this to be a fun matchup. And our final bowl game, Monday, January the 2nd, it's the Rose Bowl at 4 p.m. on ESPN between number 13 Penn State and number 16 Utah. This bowl game, known as the granddaddy of them all, features two incredible defensive teams. Pac-12 champion Utah also packs a pretty decent offense, and Penn State scoring has been hot and cold at times this last year. But I'll be surprised if the winner of this game scores more than, let's say, 24 points to win. And that's all 41 games. Enjoy the 2022 Bowl-a-rama.